This is Zone About Town on 104.5 The Zone. Good morning and thanks for being with us. All across the country, college grads are lining up to apply for that all-important first job. Middle Tennessee is home to more than 20 colleges and universities, meaning thousands of millennial kids are entering the job market. But a new study out shows that priorities are vastly different than those of their parents. We spoke with Dr. Sonia Lucina, one of the study's authors and a member of the Career Advisory Board, to learn what this new generation of workers is looking for. Here's Barbara Dabb.
Welcome, everybody. Good morning. I'm really pleased to have a guest with me today that has got some really interesting information, Dr. Sonia Lucina. She's a co-author of a study that's been put out by the Career Advisory Board, which took a look at what's now being called the millennials, the generation of young people that are now finishing high school and college and going out into the workplace, and some interesting findings. So, Dr. Lucina, welcome. I'm so glad you're here with me today.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Well, I guess, first of all, tell me a little bit about the research itself and sort of what you guys found out, because it wasn't necessarily what we all might expect.
Yeah. So yesterday, the Career Advisory Board, which was founded by DeVry, released a study on millennials. And what we found is there are some shifts in what millennials are looking for in their careers. And the first and foremost thing they're looking for is meaningful work. So they're looking for ways that they can give back to the organization, that they can give back to the community. They're thinking about their work more long term. And while we're still seeing that pay and advancement opportunities are important, meaningful work is really comes out as the most important thing for this age group.
So, and just to clarify, the age group you're talking about is what, like the 20-somethings now?
Yep, we're looking at working millennials who are in the workforce right now in between ages 21 and 31.
Mm. Okay. Yeah, and that's a real different approach, I know, to my generation. I'm actually the mother of two millennials that are just about to graduate college and go out. And a generation ago, we were really focused on professions. Of course, the job market was a lot different. And are you finding that the economy is sort of responsible for this sort of shift in people's perceptions about their careers and their lives?
It does seem that the timing was right, that during the recession, the millennials saw a lot of their parents and a lot of their friends laid off from work and have to work a lot harder than they might have in the past to really retain their jobs. So there's a certain shift in the economy. There are a lot of advances in technology, too, which have changed the way that organizations work. So they're seeing a lot of job functions being automated and things changing very quickly, more so than they did before. So all of these things are making an impact on how they look at their careers, how they evaluate what they want, and what tools they use to figure out what it is that they're after.
Right. And of course, all of these things that you're talking about kind of get me thinking about the disconnect that might exist between these people and the folks that are doing the hiring. I mean, if I'm in a position to hire someone my daughter's age, and she's 24, her obviously, from what you're saying, what she's looking for might be very, very different than what I'm offering. So what does that look like?
I think it's really important for managers and hiring managers specifically to have open conversations with millennials and understand what it is that those individuals want. There are a lot of preconceived notions about millennials wanting unjustly high pay and incredibly fast advancement opportunities, but we are seeing changes happen in there. So it's really, really important for those individuals in the hiring end to have that conversation and really fully understand what millennials are looking for on an individual basis, too, more so than looking at a stereotype of this age group and shying away from hiring them because of these preconceived notions.
Right. And of course, you know, because the economy is as it is, there's these young people are competing for jobs with middle-aged folks who might be changing careers or have been laid off from longtime jobs. And so the people that are hiring are kind of looking at two different types of options in terms of who to hire. Is that something that's going on?
We see a lot of individuals applying to a lot of different positions and being considered. So it depends on what the requirements for the job are, what the employer is looking for. There are sometimes when, yes, you can find millennials and baby boomers looking at the same position and interviewing for the same position, certainly.
Right, right. I'm speaking with Dr. Sonia Lucina. She's a co-author of a study by the Career Advisory Board looking at you know, the shift in trends for the millennial generation, which is those of us with kids in their 20s. That's the group. And those of you out there listening in your 20s, you're it. So we've talked a little bit about where there might be a little bit of disparity between the folks doing the hiring and these young people. But what are some of the areas where they agree? I mean, I would assume that there are some key areas or these people wouldn't even be applying for these jobs.
Absolutely. We found a lot of agreement between millennials and managers, which was very encouraging, both in areas for how what millennials can leverage to advance their careers, as well as some developmental opportunities. Some things that they can leverage to advance their career are pairing up with a mentor, and that can be within their organization or outside of their organization, somebody who's been in a field they're interested in for a while so they can learn the ropes and learn how the industry works, and also taking training courses and being able to develop skills and abilities through that way. We also saw that millennials and hiring managers agreed on some developmental opportunities for millennials, and some examples were the ability to communicate more effectively, the ability to take criticism, and the ability to follow the established organizational processes a little better. So overall, that it was all encouraging that they saw eye to eye in a lot of areas that are developmental opportunities for millennials, and then also saw value in similar tools for how millennials can overcome those weaknesses.
Right. And are there some key career areas when you talk about quality of life and meaningful work? I'm thinking nonprofit. Is that sort of where a lot of these young people are looking, or are there certain other careers in the for-profit and commercial world that sort of stand out for some of these kids?
Yeah, these types of meaningful opportunities really vary from individual to individual and what they're looking to do and how they're looking to contribute, and they can certainly be in for-profit and not-for-profit world. So we've seen that, like any other age group, millennials are really interested in a wide array of careers.
Right. And so the Career Advisory Board, tell me about that and what you guys are doing to kind of help these young people really get themselves out there.
The Rye University established a Career Advisory Board to really help job seekers advance their career. So our mission is to provide very actionable advice, resources, tools for job seekers to be able to take and be able to understand what career they might be a best fit for, how to go about getting that career, what areas they might need to be developing in. So it's really a wide spectrum of recommendations, but with the main goal being that it needs to be something that's actionable, that we're providing them tools for them to be able to use in their careers.
Well, that's great. It sounds like something any of us could take advantage of at any point during our working life. But I think that young people today really are hard-pressed to kind of get themselves started. I think it's harder to get that start going right now without somebody out there kind of giving you, you know, I mean, you have to tell your kids how to dress for a job interview, even if it's, working at Starbucks. But someone's got to tell them these things. So I think it's fantastic. And so now, do you guys have online resources or ways for people to get a hold of you guys to find out more information?
Absolutely. There's a lot more information under DeVry.edu in their newsroom link.
Oh, okay. Wonderful. And are the results of the study also published at DeVry or at the Career Advisory Board website?
They will also be published under the same newsroom link under DeVry.edu.
Great. And any final words of advice for some of those young folks out there that are really trying to hit it this summer?
Yeah, I think it's important to stay positive. We're seeing that the career outlook is looking better for 2011 so far than it has for 2010. So take advantage of those actionable tips and just stay positive, and the right job is out there.
Yeah, keep our fingers crossed. I know those of us with kids with hefty college degrees, we want to make sure that they can get a return on that investment and really be satisfied. I'm thrilled to know that these kids want job satisfaction, because I know that, you know, for me and my parents' generation, that was not the focus. The focus was earning a living and getting ahead. And it's great to know that they can focus on that as well as really finding something personally satisfying. So let's keep our fingers crossed for all of them. I've been speaking with Dr. Sonia Lacina. She's with the Career Advisory Board and co-author of a study on some really interesting trends in hiring on the millennial generation, which is 21 to 31. So a lot of you guys out there that are listening, take some advice and go check it out. Check out DeVry's website. Dr. Lacina, thank you so much for joining me today. It's a pleasure.
Thank you. Pleasure here as well.
Zone About Town is a public affairs presentation of 104.5 The Zone. As always, your input, comments, and topic suggestions are welcome. Go to 1045thezone.com and tell us about the issue you'd like to hear about on Zone About Town. From 1045, The Zone.